David in the back, Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. Slow start in first quarter and the third quarter, but pretty much everywhere else with the exception of the last 4 minutes of this game, you guys really seem to be in a flow offensively. What was the key offensively tonight?
Well, first of all, we played with a lot more continuity than we have the last few games. And, moving the basketball more or even to get into situations where we want a player to attack, if it comes off of some motion, then it's a lot more effective for our scorers to make a play. Second thing, Kenny, honestly, we made shots. Some of the same shots that we were missing in recent games, we knocked down. And I'm talking about shots that are not easy shots, A lot of times, off of movement, you catch and you face and you got to shoot a two-pointer. That's not an easy shot. And we knocked a lot of those shots down today. We made a few more threes than we did the last game, something that over the course of the season we've done even a better job at. But, we did make a few more, and that was important because they were threes that were momentum threes that really helped us. And once we started rebounding the ball better, we played with much more pace. And Chicago's so good defensively, you have to do that in order to get some easy looks, and I think that was what looked better.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. Coach, can you talk about LeBron and Kyrie's night as well? I want to know your thoughts on the melee that happened there early in the fourth quarter and what you were thinking at that point in time.
Well, LeBron was just outstanding, in every element of the game. You can't pick a thing that he didn't do at the highest level. And I think we talked before the game, and I told you that Kyrie has just been gutting it out. And today, it seemed like he was feeling a little bit better. Obviously not 100%. You can see it. But that he was feeling a little bit better and together with his heart, his performance was very high level as well. And he took responsibility, and he made big plays for us. And we needed every one of them. The melee. Was it a melee? Would you define that as a melee or some? You're a lot better with words than I am. So, I don't know. Melee doesn't seem to be the appropriate word to me. Can you think of a better word and I'll answer it? I'm testing you now.
Altercations.
Ah, okay. That's a good word. Altercation. I didn't think anything of it. No comment. Let's have a little fun, people. Jesus, so rare we get to be happy. But no comment.
Coach Josh Weir from the Canton Repository. Considering the physical state of Kyrie and Iman, is this even more than what you could have expected from them tonight?
It's not more, but it's everything I could have expected.
Hey, David McMahon, ESPN.com. LeBron, when he was getting turnovers earlier in the series, he said that he said this all year, as long as they're aggression, attack type turnovers, he's okay with them. Today he had zero turnovers, and there were a couple other categories where the team's aggression seemed to show. 12 block shots and won the rebounding battle. Can you speak to, the mindset and the type of intensity your group played with?
When you play in a series, and particularly a series like this, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about your team, and you learn a lot about what's important to win games, because they're not going to come easy. And, I just think that the guys recognize what they have to do and what they got to do together in order to beat a very good basketball team, For me, that's the thing, and that's something you can only do. It's trial by fire, and this is a hot series. The guys are learning and they're doing a great job. They really are. under not easy circumstances, Dave.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. Right here.
Hey, Joe.
If you look at LeBron's points, he had 38, and he started by going through the post, and then he attacked all night. And as you know, the last couple of days we've been talking about LeBron struggling a little shooting-wise because Kyrie was so banged up. How did Kyrie being able to play somewhat like himself help LeBron kind of get going into that attack style?
Well, I mean, Kyrie did a good job passing the ball. You know, he found LeBron several times in good spots and in rhythm, and I think that helped him. I'm happy to say and to see and to say that, you know, we not for a moment did we want LeBron to be any less aggressive than he was tonight, and he wasn't. You know, the ball wasn't going in for him as frequently or as it normally does, but he didn't lose confidence and he didn't lose poise and he didn't lose his aggressivity in terms of making plays at the rim and making plays shooting the ball. And you know, that's what very few guys can do. You know, it's one thing to talk about, okay, you know, don't lose confidence or don't lose your way or don't lose your aggressivity. But, you know, human nature takes away from most people, you know, that kind of feeling when things don't go well. Not from that guy, you know. But he's a very, very special basketball player. Very special.
Marla Ridenour, Akron Beacon Journal. Did you think you guys slacked off a little bit when you lost a 17-point lead? And how did they rally after that?
Well, you know, first of all, there's two guys playing. You know, it's not just us. But we did, you know, for a period of the game, I thought we lost our continuity on offense, and we let it affect our defense. And, you know, if you're not locked in and you're not at the same level of intensity, you know, the team that we're facing, they're going to hurt you. And they did, you know, and they came all the way back and fought like hell as a good team does. And, you know, we had to come back to win that game in terms of catching ourselves and making some plays. Fortunately, we did that. But like all the games in this series, it was a tough game. Very tough, and our guys did a great job.
Coach Tobias Woolborn, ESPN True Hoop. Tristan Thompson tonight had 12 points, 10 boards, 2 blocks. One, how big has he been in this series, but how has he gotten to this point? Maybe had some struggles at the beginning of the year, but he has really seemed to have caught on and particularly gotten better as the playoffs have gone on.
Well, first of all, from the get-go, he's a good basketball player. I don't think he suddenly got to this point, Tobias. I think we've been playing him at crunch time for a long time. You know, we've talked about it a lot. You know, he's been in many, many, many closing situations, and he's given us yeoman's work every time he's in there. You know, he never steps away from that ever. I mean, that's his identity, and he lives it. Sometimes you notice it more, sometimes you notice it less, but he's in the fray all the time, and he makes big plays that don't necessarily show up, you know, as points, but a lot of times they're possessions that lead to points, or they're momentum rebounds, or they're, you know, defensive slides, helps, switches, blocks that, you know, can really, really save you. And he's done that, I think, continuously throughout the season.
David Rajewski from ESPN 990. Right. Does it feel like the team has gotten over the health crisis of Sunday? Sunday, the big shot wins it, but then you wonder about the training room the next day and guys trying to get out of bed the next day. And then they surely played a lot health. They seem to be healthier today, like a very rapid recovery for a lot of guys. Does it feel like the crisis is over as far as that goes going into Thursday?
Well, I would describe it as weary, but not bowed. You know, we're still hurting a little bit, but you know, who isn't at this stage of the season, and who isn't in this kind of playoffs? You know, the silver lining is, though, that we felt that both Shump and Kyrie seemed to show some improvement in their physical state. And, you know, nobody's talking about it, but, you know, LeBron, did you see what happened to him in the last game? You know, most people that happens to, you don't see him for 3 weeks. You know, that guy played the rest of that game, and he played a full game, great game today. So, you know, we're banged up and we're nicked up a little bit, but guys are showing a lot of heart and a lot of character and you know, just laying it out there as they have to.
Jeff Zilgit, USA Today. David, I hear you about heart and character. But Kyrie not doing much on the off days. His shooting has not been very good in those past three games, not finishing at the bucket. So as a coach, what gives you confidence or an indication that a game like tonight is possible?
Well, you know, Jeff, those what he did today, that's what he's been doing the whole season. I mean, that's who he is. And albeit he's not 100%, but he was better. He felt better. And he had a little bit more lift and a little bit more energy and just overall a better feeling. And, you know, the plays that he made at the rim and the shots that he made reflected that. You know, he a lot of times you can see in a jump shot when a guy's not right with his legs. And certainly you can see it on drives. And I thought Kyrie, for the most part, you know, his balance and his lift were good. And, you know, the way he finished was what we've seen from him for, you know, for quite some time. Well, Kai's general response to me is when I ask him, "How you doing, man?" He goes, "I'm good, coach." Now, I look him in the eye, and sometimes that "I'm good" tells me one thing, and sometimes it tells me something different. But he wants to play. He wants to compete, you know, and I've also heard him say, "I want to be there for my teammates," and that's what he's doing.